It's a Wednesday night and a crowd gathers at Propeller, the incubator slash co-working space. The scene is what you might imagine if you picture a social innovation event. Young professionals in business casual drink bottles of Dos Equis. They listen intently as 10 very different groups pitch ideas for improving education. There are catchy slogans.
We're the 21st century Girl Scouts.
Inspirational origin stories.
Jerome and I became friends when we were teenagers, wrongly incarcerated and in Golden State Prison, sentenced to life without parole.
And practical business plans.
1/3 of our budget is covered by high school and university partnership fees, and the other 2/3 are subsidized through private philanthropic fundraising. And we are on a roll.
And there's a wide range of ideas. Judges pick winners and dole out prize money, a total of $9,000, the kind of seed funding that can get a project off the ground or to the next level. Propeller regularly hosts these pitch nights, but this is the first one focused on education. Just what is education entrepreneurship exactly? Matt Candler is founder and CEO of 4.0 Schools, an incubator for education nonprofits.
For me, the best way to describe it is through a very simple Mad Lib that I continue to go back to. Blank has a problem. That problem is blank. And I want to solve that problem by doing blank. And if students, parents, or teachers can fit into that first blank, then you're an education entrepreneur.
He says New Orleans has become the center for education entrepreneurship. Some ideas spin out of schools themselves. Paris Woods is director of alumni support at Cohen College Prep. She saw a problem. Many students got into college, but either didn't enroll or dropped out when they hit stumbling blocks.
Small expenses like a $200 book or a $500 flight might as well be $1 million to a low-income student.
So she came up with a solution. Target students at 3 critical moments when they're most likely to stop the enrollment process or leave school. Give out microgrants to buy plane tickets. Send text alerts about enrollment deadlines the summer after high school.
By providing targeted supports at these 3 critical moments in the process, we've doubled the results for Cohen College Prep students.
Woods won some of the prize money at Pitch NOLA. She plans to use that to help other schools replicate Cohen's success.
Nationwide, just 9% of students from low-income families will earn a degree within 6 years of graduating from high school.
Wood's idea seems like a no-brainer, and the promise of charter schools fully realized. Charters innovate, then share those innovations with others to benefit all students. But Matt Candler says this kind of spin-out is rare. There's actually disincentive to collaborate. A lot of school funders,
they would rather you just build your school system as big as you can build it and make an empire.
Scale up rather than share out.
And I think that's where this idea of competition can be stretched too far. That like, well, your school's competing against me and I'm going to, you know, we're going to have to just win. Pitting every one of these operators against one another to do every piece of school perfectly every day.
Candler says he'd like to see charter operators work more with each other. Another aspect of education entrepreneurship is building connective tissue in New Orleans' uniquely decentralized school system. Alex Becker also won some of the Pitch NOLA money. Her group is NOLA Go.
NOLA Go gives youth free RTA transit cards and connects them with a citywide network of high-quality, community-based programs,
helping kids get to and from after-school activities. The charter system makes transportation complicated. Without a centralized school district and bus service, each charter operator has to figure out and often spend a big chunk of the budget on its own transportation. NOLA Go is trying to reconstruct a very traditional service in a disrupted education environment.
Right now, what we're trying to do with transportation in New Orleans is just get it back to what it was before Katrina.
RTA still has fewer routes than before the storm. It's waiting to see what schools are going to do.
And there just seems to be this block wall. And so we need creative players in the middle.
In a decentralized system, you can't just go to the superintendent and bam, get your program in every school. Education entrepreneurs become door-to-door salesmen, pitching their ideas over and over to each school leader or charter CEO. Matt Candler of 4.0 Schools says education entrepreneurs need a strong vision, but they also need humility. That's a realization he came to in the past 10 years.
And when I moved here, I thought I could help save this city. And I've come to realize that that's disrespectful and insufficient. Words like innovation and entrepreneurship can often focus too much on the person creating the business and not the user itself.
Community feedback, more respect for local knowledge. He says these are the things that should be the hallmark of education entrepreneurship. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.